Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our heaven-bound family. Jumpstart number 2045, first written February 26, 2018. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 20. So you will walk in the way of a good man and keep to the paths of the righteous. This weekend, it was off to the symphony for us. An amazing program. Host Planets was the featured piece. While the orchestra played, a giant screen showed actual pictures of each planet. There were images provided by NASA. On top of all that, there was a guest conductor from Omaha. His name was Thomas Wilkins. This was our first time to see him. He was very good. He is black. There are not very many African-American in symphonies, especially conducting. Before each performance, there was a lecture about the major piece to be played. The feature speaker at the lecture was a guest conductor, Thomas Wilkins. He was asked to tell his story. It is an incredible story. He grew up in a housing project in Norfolk, Virginia. His mom was a single parent. In the third grade, his class took a field trip to the symphony. He had never seen anything like that. He had never been introduced to classical music. He was spellbound by the conductor. There, at the age of eight, he decided he wanted to be a conductor of an orchestra. He told the story of lining up green plastic army men and standing in front of them with an imitation baton, conducting them. He jokingly said, "My first performance was a military band." But here is the reason I bring this up. He said, knowing what I wanted to be made the choice of who I would be hanging out with, what college I would go to, and what I would do with my time. He was asked if it's hard for a kid from the projects to pursue something that seems so removed and so different, especially conducting. He said all the people in his life encouraged him and supported him in his decisions. What a great story. What a successful story. In many ways, a story that ought not to be just shared with us, but with all people. It should be something that we look in the mirror ourselves. Our choice to follow Christ ought to make certain decisions for us. It ought to decide who we hang out with, who we listen to. It ought to make the choice for us about how we fill our time, what we pursue with righteous life in Jesus. What Thomas Wilkins did with music ought to be what we do spiritually. Maybe some of the troubles come from not fully deciding to walk with Christ. We may know we should. We know it's the right choice in the end. We know it's what pleases God. However, we drag our feet to the church building, not fully committed, not excited about fellowshipping with one another or worshiping God. We keep one foot in the world, and we wonder why our progress seems so slow. We have the same battles within our mind about the same choices we ought to be making. We struggle with the same sins over and over again. For a long time, we've looked at what has been done to church building. Out-of-touch lessons, topics we've heard before, outdated preachers, long-winded teachers. We parked our car at these excuses when possibly, unlike Conductor Wilkins, we have just have not fully made up our mind. As an 8-year-old, he wanted to be a conductor. He came to that decision because of one orchestra event he went to. That impression stayed with him. It stayed with him when he was a teenager and so many of his friends were playing ball. It stayed with him when he started dating. It stayed with him when it was time to graduate and actually find a college to attend. He never mentioned his struggles, but I can only imagine. During the lecture he gave last Saturday, he was the only black person in the room. In a world of stuffy, highbrow, ego-driven musicians who are white or Asian, a black man doesn't have many role models of his same race. Yet he was driven. He had a goal for a long, long time. He worked hard. He stayed with it. He overcame. And today, he is not only a successful conductor, but he did things that I had never seen before. We have been to a lot of symphonies in the past. We've seen a lot of conductors. I've never seen one at the end of each piece walk across the stage to where the big basses are and shake the hands of the first chair player. I've never seen a conductor as he's leaving reach down and shake the hands of the children in the front row. He brought a kindness and a warmth to the program that's often stiff. I left wondering what it would be like to hire him to be the conductor of our symphony. He left an impression upon us. And that's what I liked even more than the NASA photos that they showed us. Here's a man who's been impressed by a conductor a long time ago, and now in that same position, he's doing the same to other people today. He's leaving an impression. I wonder if there was a child in the audience who, after that performance, went home and announced, "I want to be a conductor when I grow up." He was impressed, and now he impresses others. Take that thought spiritually. How many of us who preach today were impressed by a preacher a long time ago? That stuck with us. For me, it was in high school. Our congregation hired a new preacher. His first Sunday, he wore an all-black suit. His hair was jet black. I thought he looked like a Russian. And back then, that wasn't a good thing. I told myself I will never like him. But that changed. I got to know him. I even got to like him. He baptized me into Christ Jesus. Very shortly after that, he had me given an invitation on Wednesday evening. I hated that. He was kind. He asked me to write an article for the bulletin, and I liked that. Slowly, without realizing, I was being impressed by a man of God. It was my senior year in high school, and I went off to college never thinking about preaching, but an impression was made. 2 years in college, I decided to switch majors and schools and dreams. I wanted to preach. Now, 40 years later, I'm still doing that. You ask your preacher. Most of us have a story just like that. We have been impressed, and now it's our turn to leave an impression. But it's not just preachers. It's all of us. It's elders. It's moms. It's deacons. It's Bible class teachers. You pour your heart into what you're doing, never realizing that there may be an 8-year-old boy out there who's watching you decide, "I want to do what you're doing today." From our verse today, the choices we make decide the paths we journey on and who we will associate. Choosing to follow Christ makes other decisions for us. It opens certain doors as well as closes other doors. It puts us around the best people on the face of the earth. It decides what we will do on Sundays. It decides what choices we will make. Above all things, you and I have been impressed with Jesus, his life, his words, his love is what led us to give up all to follow him. The music that day was grand. The pictures from NASA was amazing. But the black man conducting was what I will always remember. He left an impression. Are we doing the same thing? Are we doing that with one another? Are we doing that with our visitors? Are we doing that with our 8-year-olds? We have been impressed by others. Now we need to leave an amazing impression upon others. It can change their lives. It can change their eternity. Thank you for listening.